This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
From the RT DNA comes this item. When a Missouri man, 29-year-old Ryan Ferguson, was freed after an appeals court vacated his conviction for murder, anchor and reporter Melanie Moon from St. Louis CW affiliate KPLR-TV was seen by other reporters hugging Ferguson's father following a news conference. As Jim Romanesco and others have been reporting, that has sparked a vigorous debate over the appearance of media bias. And I can let both of you know right now, I have never hugged someone I've interviewed, and I plan to never hug someone that I have interviewed. So just tossing that out there.
Okay.
Are either of you bothered by a reporter hugging someone who's the subject of their story?
Well, if it were a subject that was, you know, more controversial, it was something where the audience might have different views about the story, if it was something where union negotiations, it you know, something like that, I would have more of a problem with the reporter showing some impartiality. But I don't think that's the case here. He was let out of prison after being convicted of murder. I believe it was unjustly convicted, apparently. I mean, he had been tried, I think, by a jury, I believe. I watched this. I watched, actually, a news story about this just of last week. But people had recanted their testimony. The person that put him at the scene of the crime recanted. Another witness recanted. This man was not there. He did not commit this murder. And there was such a long amount of time where they're trying to get him out of prison. I think she must have gotten pretty close to the family covering the story, and she just felt that she could hug the father and hug Ryan, and it was not going to be a problem. I think people are trying to make it more sensational than it needed to be. I doubt she put the hug in her footage for the news package. You know, so if she had put it in there, maybe I'd have more of a problem. But I think something behind the scenes where she just gave a hug to him and to the father, I don't see it as a problem. I see her covering the story as it probably needed to be covered. And what does she need to be neutral on in this point for this story?
This is just such a TV journalist thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see a radio reporter doing something like that, and I don't see a newspaper reporter doing something like that. This is the TV reporter getting too involved in a story and perhaps even making herself part of the story.
Well, she was made part of the story after someone tweeted about seeing her be hugged. I mean, that she was put into the story after that.
But why? Why does she need to hug the subject of a story? Why not just report the story? I understand. This guy was convicted of murder wrongfully. It's great that he's been let out. Why does she need to go up and hug the father? And if she's that close to the story, what was she doing to help get him free?
There may have been some advocacy there. I mean, there may have been.
What I find more troubling is this was, I guess, I read this in a comment on this article, that she sent a tweet soliciting donations, this reporter, to a fund benefiting this man who was let out of prison, which I find that's more advocacy journalism right there. And I think she's getting too involved in the story if she's helping raise money for him.
Would you not put in a story, though, in a web story or even a newspaper story, that Ferguson faces these huge legal bills,
right,
and is trying to raise money and to help offset some of those bills and put an address or a web link or something like that in a story? Do you think that would be going too far?
No, if the public wants to contribute, yeah, I guess that's something different. I don't know.
I bet she was also probably encouraged to tweet that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, people are being encouraged to be on Twitter, on social media. They're encouraged to promote their stories and get the word out there and get retweeted. I think this is just how maybe especially maybe TV journalism, but I think it's becoming maybe a little more sensational, or not even sensational, but getting people are just getting close. I mean, that has encouraged people to do exactly what she did, to tweet out that information, so then it can be distributed by all the people who you know are advocates for Ryan Ferguson, or people who connected with that story. Because the story isn't something that's hard news. This is a feature. This is something that's soft news. And you know the hard news aspect was before he. When he was fighting to have his conviction overturned. I see it now after he's been let out. It's now – I think it's a softer story now as it was before. Now, I don't know if he has any litigation pending against the state. That's a whole other thing.
I would say there's still hard news angle to this, and that is what went wrong with the legal system that this guy was wrongfully convicted.
Do we know what her angle was for the story that she was covering for this? I don't think we do know what her angle was. It may have been more of that feature fluff piece, which is why maybe she felt more comfortable. I mean, now I'm speculating here, but I really don't know what story what her angle was when she was covering this, and what led up to it. She probably was covering the story for a while, I would assume.
I mean, she was quoted as saying that it was a unique story. She got close to him. There was a lot of emotion with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's being criticized for crossing that line of impartiality that a reporter is supposed to show. I think that there are certain stories that maybe you do cover for a long time that are emotionally charged, where you do get close to the subject. And I think in certain cases, it's okay to show emotion. Mm-hmm. It can even improve the end story. But in this case, I don't know, she maybe could have done this more privately. She posted pictures of herself hugging this Ryan Ferguson and with being with him. So she played it up.
Yeah. Again, they're taught to play it up now. Mm-hmm. In their newsrooms, I guarantee that she was told to get all those pictures out there. I mean, there's so many people now posting all those pictures of them and the other people that they're interviewing and meeting on Facebook and on Twitter. It's to get people to be drawn to that particular announcer or reporter. People don't like it when they see us as cold, hard journalists. Our likability factor decreases substantially. When it comes to TV especially, our likability factor is what keeps us on the air. So if she doesn't show some kind of emotion, she's going to be hounded for that. That's how the viewers perceive it.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.